Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
I will not wear the mask.
I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above.
Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked,
triumph? Righteousness and justice are the foundation of
His
throne.
I hate the work of those who fall away.
My mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish.
On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmony sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your hands.
You are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
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 And with that, good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people. All the boat rockers are in the house. And anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on GCN, where we use the Bible and the Constitution not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us here this afternoon. Bradley and his family are making their way home from Michigan, so if you tuned in to see him and to hear him, that's why I'm filling in. So be in prayer for them as they are traveling. I know they would very much appreciate that. And I want to give something really quick before we get into the show. First of all, when we did the special report yesterday, we're going to bring Kate back on today, but we did a special report yesterday just on the fly, and I played a video from what we thought was an Italian doctor. But what it was she is a television personality. She is an influencer there in Italy. And what she said was exactly right on. It's what other doctors and nurses and medical professionals have said. But I did want to clear that up. We corrected that on the site. And I wanted people to know that we were on that. We've even put her name in there so you guys can check that out. But anyway, there you go. If you'd like to check us on the line, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and also SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you're listening by way of GCN or one of our radio stations that are out there, you can head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can scroll down on the right side of the page, and we are going live the top video there on the right. That's right. You can see the faces made for radio. Blow it up, and then click on the platform icon, and you can join us in the chat. We've got a lot of people in there this afternoon. Great to see all you guys again this afternoon. I'm getting a lot of interaction with the afternoon crowd, which many are in our morning audience as well, and it's great to see all you guys in there. Don't miss, if you missed Adam Heikla this morning, what a great interview. If you're saying, what do I do? What do we do? Adam's got a great place to start. It's very practical. You can do it in your own backyard. You can affect real change for the glory of God in your own backyard. Check out this video. He tells you how to deal with your own school board. All right? You, as the people of God, you can deal with your own school board. And I think you'll find it very encouraging, because not only is he doing it, not only is his wife being supportive of that, but his kids are involved in it too. So check out some of the videos there of his children, how they speak to the school board there as well. Right above that is where you can enter your email. We don't rent your email, sell it, or spam it. And you get one email from us a day. So what do you got to lose? You want to keep up with what we're doing? Sign up for the subscribe to the newsletter. And by the way, subscribe to the other channels that we have. We're on beforeitsnews.com right at the top of the page. We're on DLive.tv at The Sons of Liberty. We're on Roku at Cutting Edge TV. So you can catch us on all these places. Twitter at News Tycoon, or excuse me, Twitch at News Tycoon. So you can catch that as well. And finally, if you would like to support us and you believe in the message that we're presenting to people, calling people back to the God of our forefathers, and that is by presenting our Christian and constitutional heritage, there's a donate button at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can click on that and make a one-time donation, or you can partner with us monthly as a son or daughter of liberty. That link is also at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. And then our store is available with lots of products in there for great conversation starters and equipping tools. This week, we are highlighting our necessity t-shirts, okay? This has the quote, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. William Pitt, the Younger. They're normally $20, but you use the promo code in the checkout on these shirts. We have them in black and blue in a variety of sizes. Use the promo code in the checkout, necessity. It's pretty simple. Just grab it right off the shirt, stick it in the promo code slot when you check out, and you'll get 10% off, okay? So be sure to do that. Now, because of the way things have happened, and I told Kate yesterday, I said, we're going to bring you on, and let's get ahead of the media on what was going on over the weekend, because she spoke at Trafalgar Square. Again, we're almost a year, in a month or so, from when she first did this last year, and they started to come after her and do all kinds of unlawful things against her and threaten her. And now they're doing it again over her just citing history and saying they're building a case against criminals. Now, in the next segment that we come on, Kate's on the line with us, but because we're running up against a break here in a bit, we're going to bring Kate on to tell you what went on, and we've got the documentation of the video, exactly what she said, and how they are, the media is just blowing it out of proportion. They are manipulating it. But as we say here at the Sons of Liberty, let their cruelty swell our ranks. You know why? Because we are more than overcomers. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And, Kate's faith has been tested over this past year. She's a fairly young Christian, and yet her faith has been tested. It's been shown to be pure. It's been shown to be valid. And we want to let her have a chance to speak out against all those media useful idiots and the liars abroad and say exactly what was happening and point back to the law. So hang on. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hang on.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called MyKind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And on the line with us is our own health and wellness expert, Kate Shimarani. And Kate, first of all, let me welcome you to the afternoon show. This is the first time you've been on the afternoon show, and I want to welcome you to here. And I've got to put in your stuff here so everybody can see what's going on. And are you there with me, Kate?
I am, and I will defy tyranny.
Amen.
Tyrants.
Amen. That's exactly what we want to do, and I am I'm bringing you up here. Now, do you want to let people know quickly what's going on there in the UK and how you're at the center of all of this?
Yeah, so I was MC at a rally again on Saturday, Worldwide Freedom Rally, and during that rally, many people spoke, high-profile figures. We were all more or less saying the same thing, and I spoke about, really about accountability of our medical staff and our nursing staff, and about, really, I was talking about gaining consent. And what's happening with everyone here at the vaccine centers is they're not making true informed consent. So what I did was I gave a little brief synopsis of what happened in Nazi Germany. It wasn't overnight, and how many of the laws that were passed are being passed here. Some of them are almost identical. Some of them are identical. And then I talked about how, you know, people weren't inherently born evil. This is a drip, drip, drip. And then I said that we were all witnesses and people must go to the vaccine centers. And I read out how many people had died according to our yellow card reporting system, like your VAERS system. How many deaths there'd been, 1,500. How many episodes of blindness, of acute cardiac incidents. I went through these, and I said, we must go there. Everyone must go there, and they must ask, is this injection, is it safe? Has there been deaths? Has there been any, you know, ask them what's in it, and get their names, and then email them to me, and I would pass them on to the team, the legal team, because we were collating evidence. And then I said that at the Nuremberg trials, it was the nurses and doctors that hung. That's all I said. And actually, if you go and you read the testimonies from those trials, many of the nurses and doctors, when asked under cross-examination, their excuses, they didn't know. They didn't want to speak out against their boss. They had a family to feed. Well, that's no excuse in a court of law. And so for me as a nurse, when I hear 1,500 deaths, 9,500 acute cardiac incidents, and I am an independent nurse prescriber, that's what I was trained and qualified in. I'm 36 years a nurse, trained and qualified. I'm no longer on the nursing register. I was struck off for speaking out. No patient reported me. I've never reported me for anything. And my competence has never been in question. This is purely for speaking out. So as a nurse, though, I have a duty. I have a duty to advocate for my patients. And I stated this, that when the governments take over the healthcare system, then you can no longer advocate for your patients. You're working at government diktat. And that's exactly what we saw in Nazi Germany. That's the first thing they did. That's what happens in all tyrannical times. They take over the healthcare system. And I was also privy to lots of information from nurses, patients, patients' relatives, who were telling me what was going on, who had seen it firsthand, testimonies. So I was speaking, and we do have a duty as human beings, as citizens, to protect one another against human rights abuses and genocide. And genocide carries no time limit. So I'd made reference to this, and then I finished off by saying the nurses and doctors at the Nuremberg trials hung. That was it. There was actually Gold Commander from the Metropolitan Police was standing behind what we had as the stage. He was standing behind at the National Galleries. Now, LBC Radio, some host has come on, and he's put his spin on it, and he's decided that he believes that I was calling for the doctors and nurses of the NHS to be hung, which is simply not true. And there's no evidence to state that. And then they've taken a video and they've edited it to shorten it and they put it out on Twitter. And so people aren't watching it and they're not looking at the real video. They're doing Chinese whispers. And what they're hearing is, she said the nurses and doctors of the NHS need to be hung. And of course I didn't. So now I am the subject of an investigation by the police. And they're saying inciting violence, which is simply not true. And the evidence is all there that I didn't do that. I nearly spoke about a time in history. And I'm stating the facts. And the nurses are not getting true informed consent. They should get the patients are meant to be given a document to read first to go through it. That's presuming it's in their native tongue and it's legible to them, that they can read, that they can understand, and that they have time to digest it and understand it and make a true informed decision. And they must know, as a nurse, I'm meant to tell them. Now, for me, I wouldn't give that anymore. I would think this is too dangerous. I don't care who was telling me to give it. I must advocate first and foremost for the patient. In a court of law, doctors and nurses are not going to be backed by the government, by the Nursing and Midwifery Council, by the General Medical Council. As professionals, they are accountable in a court of law for their acts and their omissions. So if they have gone and given an injection without telling a patient what could happen, that there has been deaths, and knowing what's in it and what it does, then how can they get a patient true informed consent? And today I've received emails from one gentleman whose own doctor sent him a letter stating that the injection was safe. You cannot say this is safe when there has been so many deaths. And I did refer to Carl Brandt, Dr. Carl Brandt. And when we look back, we cannot say as nurses and doctors or even accept that it's okay for some to die. And this is not just some. This is a lot. This is an experimental injection. The trials are ongoing. They don't finish till 22 and 23. Our own health czar, who's taken over from the last one, has just stated publicly on national TV that even if you got the placebo or the real thing, you can still have a travel passport. two things. If this is a pandemic, then you're not covered with a placebo. Second, if there's a placebo, that means it is a trial.
That's right.
Is an experiment.
Yep.
No one's been told that. It goes against the Nuremberg Code. You're not making true informed consent if you're not told this is an experiment. You are the trial. You may be given a placebo. People didn't know that. So for those who are giving it, they should know this and they should tell the patient, or this is not true informed consent. And I've stated this. I then said, nurses and doctors, it is now time to get off the bus. Stand with us. Stand with us, the people. That's what I've said. I have a duty to my fellow human being to speak the truth and to protect them from harm. And all of the evidence worldwide is pointing that this is extremely harmful. It's experimental. No one knows what's going to happen. Experts in their field are stating there's going to be millions of deaths. Do I not have a duty of care as a sister in Christ also to protect my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ? Yes, I do.
Amen.
And we must remember they're about to inject our children with this. This unlicensed, uninsured, untested injection.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Kate. And for people who want to see exactly what Kate said, we again, you can watch the video at sonsoflibertymedia.com. We did a special report yesterday, and the video is contained in that. You can see exactly what she said here in full, in all the context that's there. And then you can go down and you can see these are people, these are some of the emails that she got telling her.
I have more today.
Yeah, there's a lot more. And they're basically threatening to kill you if they see you. I've had some of these as well. These are some of the people who will do this stuff. I didn't quite get this guy's email out of there.
The police have printed my address. The police have printed my home address. And one of those is calling for people to come to my house and sort me out.
Yeah, and then they're turning it around on you saying you're calling for violence when you weren't. You were just reminding them of history and saying we're building a case to hold these people accountable who are doing it again. And you didn't say, hey, let's go hang them. That's more my role. I'm saying if they're guilty, we put them through due process. If they're found guilty, I'm fine with a good old-fashioned public hanging. But the fact of the matter is they have to be held accountable, and that's what you were doing. You were saying, we've got to build a case. We've got to hold them accountable. And in the past, this is what's happened. You're trying to warn people. You even called them to repentance to get off that bus, as it were. And we're going to cover that in the next half hour. Kate, hang on with me. We got a break here. Guys, if you have a question for Kate in the midst of this, 1-866-582-9933. Maybe there's some of you UK people listening out there who have been bad-mouthing her. You want to come on? You want to test your steel? Come on in. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back on the other side.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Frustration is building as infrastructure talks drag out in Washington, D.C. Some Republicans, including Senator Tim Scott, calling this an enormous spending bill and a tax increase and warning that it will hurt people living paycheck to paycheck. Republican Senator from Pennsylvania Pat Toomey tells CNN he believes a bill needs to be paid for.
a very, very important category for me is how all this is going to get paid for. We just spent $1.9 trillion that there was absolutely no need for. A lot of that money hasn't been spent yet, but it will.
American Airlines is sounding the alarm about fuel delivery delays. CNBC getting hold of a company memo that says delays impacted cities in the western United States the most at first. However, it has become a nationwide problem. The delay is expected to last through mid-August. USA Radio News. Hundreds of Cuban Americans and pro-democracy protesters are gathering in Lafayette Square near the White House. The demonstrators are chanting in Spanish and English in support of the Cubans rallying against the government.
Libertad! Libertad! Freedom for Cuba! Freedom for Cuba! Freedom for Cuba! Freedom for Cuba!
After new laws were passed in France, millions of people protested over the weekend.
France's parliament has approved a measure that will mandate COVID vaccinations for all healthcare workers and require a special virus pass to enter restaurants and travel domestically on trains and planes. The bill prompted thousands to protest across the country over the weekend, with the largest demonstrations in Paris. French President Emmanuel Macron called the measure a necessity amid rising cases to protect the country's vulnerable populations and to avoid more lockdowns. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. And if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And we have on the line with us Kate Shimarani. She is the Sons of Liberty's health and wellness expert. She comes on every Saturday morning with me at 8 a.m., unless she gets pulled away to MC a big event with tens of thousands of people at Trafalgar Square. And Kate, I got to tell you, we're so thankful that God in His providence has put us together. Since last year, we've been doing shows for more than a year now. You've been providing the people with some health information, things that they can do to look after and take care of themselves, and we're really thankful for that. And then you've also been instructing us on what's been going on there in the UK, which is vital for the people of America here to also see, because whatever is happening over there, you can rest assured they're trying to push it over here. So I've got your video queued up here, and I'm going to play it here in just a little bit, but do you want to pick up a little bit more with what's going on over there concerning what took place at the at Trafalgar Square yesterday? How many people were actually out there? Because it looks like there's just tons of people out there every weekend.
Well, there was 40,000 in the square. A couple of weeks ago, there was at least 1.5 to 2 million on the streets, it was estimated. The Trafalgar Square was packed out. It was a fantastic day. And so what's happened now is, and I've had some wonderful stuff. Actually, while you were doing your adverts there, I just went through some of the emails that people are sending to me. And one is a voice recording of a patient who has blood clots. And I think it's a nurse who's recorded what's going on, and they're trying to get it out. Like I say, I've had somebody send me the doctor's letter where the doctor's saying this is safe. You know, this is what this is all about. What's going on since, I'm in every single newspaper today, every single online newspaper, on the radios, all of the lying lies of lies media. And yet again, my firstborn son, who went to Eton, has been pulled back out the woodwork, and he's doing a round of interviews for the BBC and different places, and he's stating that he hasn't seen me for a couple of years, but he was at my house 6 weeks ago. He turned up with his new girlfriend. He wanted to introduce her to me, pay his respects to our cat that had died, and wanted me to explain to his girlfriend about juicing, about the supplements I was taking. Mm-hmm. I gave them a drink. I invited them to stay for dinner, but they were going on to a hotel for afternoon tea. I gave them a lift in my car to the town where he was showing his girlfriend around where he'd been brought up. So unfortunately, you know, my son, and he is my firstborn son, he's done the ultimate sin of speaking out against his mother's with lies, which yep. is biblical. But also, you know, now my son, I can say very publicly, is a liar, which is very sad. I forgive him. Who am I not to forgive? Christ, you know, we were forgiven our sins.
Amen.
God gave up his only begotten son to die on the cross for them. So it's not for me to not forgive him. But nothing good will come of this. And this shows the level of filth that the mainstream media are. I always say they don't open doors, they slither under them. When they will try to divide families, it should never be done. Never be done. And this has upset a lot of my other family members. But this is what the devil does. He comes to lie and cheat and steal. And people are being deceived, massively deceived. So every man and his dog knows who I am today. Fiona Rose Diamond, Fiona Hine is the other name she goes under. She organized the rally. It was fantastic. It was very slick. She is incredible at organizing. She got some the best names, David Icke, Dr. Vernon Coleman, the old man in the chair, Katie Hopkins. We were all there. Gareth Icke, David's son, who's incredible. Piers Corbyn was there. Jacqueline Dunn. There was a few other people. David Curtin, who you've had on your show. We were all there. And, you know, she organized it. And today, she's had her PayPal account frozen. So all of her donations to pay for all the sound equipment and the screen and everything, £4,500, she's had it frozen. They've closed it down. And this is what they do. So clearly, what I said has literally, I've had so many texts and emails today from alternative media, from real true journalists saying, well done, well done. Even Katie Hopkins, well done. Because I've said something that has really, really struck a chord. Now, has it struck a chord? Because I'm trying to show accountability here. Ultimately, we are all accountable for our actions. You know, we stand in judgment for them. We can't say I didn't know.
That's
my
right.
Lord, we cannot say we didn't know. It's all out there.
Yep.
There's so much out there. And as professionals and nurses and doctors, we're meant to stay ahead of the information, the up-to-date information. And the information is stating this. It's on the yellow card reporting system, MHRA. We're meant to know this. So we can't say we don't know. I'm pointing this out. You know, all over the world this is happening. So, I haven't said anything, but what they're trying to do is they're trying to chop it and use a headline. She's compared the nurses and doctors to Nazis. She said, hang them. And putting it everywhere, and now I'm getting death threats and everything. They're just trying to discredit me more and more. You know, they can't really come up and shoot you anymore. So they do your trial by media. They try to discredit you in the media in order to break your spirit. When you have God, no one can stand against
Amen.
You.
Amen.
No one.
Amen. Hey, Kate, here's the thing. What you said, and we're going to play it in the final segment. When we come on in the final segment here, we're going to play exactly what you said so people will know exactly what you said. And why these media, like the Daily Mail and the other places, and this guy, I don't even know how you pronounce his name, Majid Nawaz, this guy is I don't care what he's done in the past, he is obviously in on it too, and just so people know who I'm talking about, he's with this LBC that you mentioned earlier. And of course, he's had his share of little skirmishes too, but you know, for him not to see through this as to what was going on is really shameful on his part. But here's basically what you did, and I'm going to show people. Guys, this is my Facebook account.
Tim, can I just say,
sure.
Tim, I called the show, and the guy was like, oh, let me go and speak to the producer. Then he came back to the telephone, he went, we're too busy, and he hung up. He just hung up.
They could have just heard it from the horse's mouth, couldn't they?
Yeah, and the other thing is, the day before the rally, D. Manny Mitchell called me, and someone had contacted her to tell her that they'd been approached by the media to say that they were running a big story on a few people in the movement, me being the one. So it was already planned there was going to be a big story in the press.
Yeah, I knew there would be. But here's what I want to show people. And when we come back from the break in the final segment, I'm going to play your speech there, the important part that you're giving, and let people hear it for themselves without the media intervention. It'll be in the context of where you gave it. But here, what you said is basically what I posted in June that got me a 30-day ban from Facebook. This is it. I simply posted the picture of the 13 people that they hung from the Nuremberg trials, right? And it just had this caption. Members of the media who lied and misled the German people were executed right along with the medical doctors and nurses who participated in medical experiments using living people as guinea pigs. Those who forget the past are condemned to relive it. And all I said was exactly, this is history, folks. This is not, you know, something that should be against community terms or any of this stuff. This is real history. And all Kate did, and you're going to hear this, all Kate did was remind people of history, remind people of the consequences of their actions, and then she actually didn't call for their hanging. She called for them to get off the bus. In other words, to repent of what they're doing and get on the side of the people and start going against this thing rather than thinking that big government is going to protect them as the useful idiots they are, because they're not. And so in building a case, Kate, you guys have put all kinds of information together. You've documented a lot of things, and you're just asking people, if this has happened to you, if you haven't been given informed consent, if they've been marketing this experimental injection to people, please let us know who it is, who you are, so that we can put it in with our case that we're bringing. And in large part, if people want to help in that case, if you're listening by way of the video platforms and all of the video descriptions, there's a link there. If you want to support that, you can, because Kate's not only fighting defensively, she's bringing two cases offensively to have some resolve, to hold some people accountable. So you can be a part of that if you want to do that. Kate, we've got about a minute here or so before we go into the break and come into the final segment. What do you want to jump on top of that? Because you did point back to history and what happened to those who are doing the very same things, not just only in Britain, but across the world. They're engaged in the same kind of criminal conduct against their own people.
This is going on all over the world. This is a global agenda. It's been orchestrated all over the world at the same time. My family live in Australia, and what is happening there is appalling. And it's that same thing. If you don't do anything now, they're going to be knocking on your door next. Absolutely. We have a do not resuscitate on the elderly, the disabled, and the mentally ill. Who next? Because this is happening right now, and now they're calling for a booster in the autumn, with the flu vaccine added to it. And now they're saying that those who have comorbidities can have an injection every month. This is crazy. People have lost their power of rational thinking, and fear has taken over. And they have such fear of death, they no longer know how to live.
I agree. Kate, we're going to come up on the final segment. We're going to play your speech here so people can hear exactly what you're saying. Guys, if you got want to call in, you got a question for Kate, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Coming back with a final segment. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment here. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. And what I'm going to do is, before we bring Kate back up, is I'm going to play this the video of what she's doing. And you guys on the radio, you'll be able to hear it as well. This is her speech. Now, I'm probably in just a few seconds. So just listen to what she has to say. And this way you hear it all in context of the things she's saying. Here's Kate.
Injection. It does not have authorization to market it.
Okay, so that was the whole context, and Kate finished out some stuff after that. And you can see the whole video at sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll have the link up in the archive, but it's up there now. Scroll down right in the middle, exclusive. Kate Shimarani responds to liars in the Mockingbird media and Twitter as social media blows up over her Nazi hanging comments. Kate, what can you add there? Because I'll tell you, as far as I'm concerned, you've been put through the fire, sister. You've went through. You've been in jail. You've been threatened with all kinds of charges. You're facing those charges now. They're wanting to throw you in jail and throw away the key. I'm reminded of people like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They wouldn't bow to the king. They wouldn't bow to his idol, and they wouldn't eat his food. And God showed himself strong through them in that, and he, even though they had to go through the midst of the fire, they were unburned. That one like the Son of God came in the midst of them. To even the king had to say, this is of God. What am I to do here? This is a miracle that these guys have done. You better not say anything against the God of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And you've been through those trials too. What do you have to add here? We got just a couple of minutes, but I wanted people to hear the context of what you said there. And I don't see anything but you recounting history to them and saying we got to hold the people who are doing the same thing accountable today.
Well, what I said after that about the nurses and doctors, they were put on trial at Nuremberg and they hung. That's the Rome Statute. That's not me stating that. That's the law. That's the law of when you do crimes like that, you're found guilty. That's what happens. And that's there now. And I then said, get off the bus. Now's the time. Come and join us, the people. You know, don't do what they're being told to do. Don't follow these government instructions, because if one does indeed believe there's a virus, it has a 99.8% survival rate. Why are they giving this? Now we see in the press about the CDC not using the PCR test and it's giving too many false positives. So what does that mean? They've bought in this emergency legislation, this injection, for something that's just a false positive. This is crazy. This is all one thing history teaches us. Is the truth always outs. And when the truth outs, it outs, and they look for heads to roll. And even when you go back to Nazi Germany, the real perpetrators, they got away. They were spirited out under Operation Paperclip, and they went to work for Big Pharma.
That's right.
Bayer and IG Farben. So who took the fall? The nurses and doctors. Don't take the fall again for these gangsters. This is the people in the shadows, in the gray suits, that are controlling all of this worldwide. And we have to stand up. We are many. They are so few. But history repeats itself. And scripture, you taught me this. It's not a biography. It's theology.
That's right.
It's telling us over and over again, you carry on doing these things. Here's some examples. And this is what's going to happen to you.
That's right.
And we've brought all this on ourselves. This is our time in the last 100 years. This is what we've brought on. And this is what we're going to go through. And unless we redeem ourselves, we're going to be in a fiery pit.
That's exactly right. Kate Shimarani, we thank you so much for everything you do for us and for coming on Saturdays and even making time for us today. Guys, we'll be back with you 6 a.m. tomorrow. Former adult Deanna Lynn is going to be with us 6 a.m. See ya.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.